G'day and thanks for joining us here at the Once When I Was Cool podcast, the podcast that really delivers on what it offers and that offers very little. My name's Dave, joining you live from the wonderful Pineapple Studio here in Hobart, which realistically is just my lounge room, being stared at by a neurotic border collie while the other one just marauders around somewhere else. And I'm joined by my usual mate, Wee.
Yeah, g'day, Dave. I keep moving because I think that's going to make a difference to the microphone.
But no.
G'day, and welcome. I'm up here in sunny Queensland, and it's still sunny down there with you guys. So, coming to you out to your earballs through Pineapple Production.
Yeah.
It's also your safe word, I believe.
Oh, I was going to say that at the end. I was going to do the promo of this episode. It's been brought to you by Pineapple Studios, where pineapple is no longer just a safe word. But now I can't because you ruined it.
As always, I'm always ruining everything by the sounds of things.
I didn't disagree.
So what's new?
Living large, loving life. Still summertime down here. We're finally into 2023, and this is probably apart from the intro that we did earlier, this is probably our first episode that we've done in 2023. And, of course, I've got dogs barking in the background, so I'm just going to turn myself down for a minute.
That's okay, mate. Have no problem with you. It's probably the best thing that's come out of that side of the interweb. If you could only see his face.
He's stoked.
Dave, I've been having a bit of a think about some bits and pieces, and I've been watching a few things on YouTube because I've had so much time off. But
you love YouTube, don't you? I'm just going to introduce you for a minute. Do you not get frustrated with the ads?
Yeah, very much so.
Oh, okay.
But I'm too lazy to pay for the
lazy.
For the
is that the word?
Not having
is lazy. Is that the term? Lazy or
lazy
tight?
Tight.
Speaking of tight and looking for bargains.
Yeah, tight and looking for bargains. Once when I was cool, we used to have flea markets and garage sales on a regular basis around the town, the neighbourhood. So, I thought we'd talk about those.
Well, I guess looking at the difference between the two, a flea market's quite different to a garage sale. Garage sale's just people getting rid of all their old crap that they don't want anymore. Whereas a flea market, that the flea markets used to be a community group market, where a group garage sale where they're all getting rid of the crap from the back of their cars and just trying to get rid of it all, but as a group rather than just as a single person coming to your home.
Well, that's the that's really the difference between it. And then you've got things like your weekend farmers markets, and you've also got other types of markets going on. The flea markets, the garage sales, we'll start with those. So, garage sales were a big thing, and that's where people thought they'd make money off their junk. And one man's trash is another man's treasure, as the old saying goes. And, you're always going there. And these days you're looking at people trying to go and find the holy grail of some big find that someone's had there. It's a piece of china that their great-grandmother gave them, and they've looked on the bottom and gone, oh, I don't know what this is.
It's Ming.
It's only got $2 on it.
It's Ming the Merciless.
I was going to say Ming from
Flash Gordon, yes.
Yeah. There's always those people out there looking for that holy grail, but there's also people out there just looking for pretty much I don't know. They go there and just pick up somebody else's trash, and then becomes, their little treasure. And I think most of it ends up being just trash at your own house after you pick it up. The only thing I think is if you're into collectibles and things like that, some antique and vintage stuff, you might come across some really good things.
Yeah,
don't see many like you used to.
No, and I think with all the bargain hunters and all those collectible sorts of shows and the what are they ever called, the ones where they go and raid people's storage lockers and And those people doing things. I think everybody, it's a bit like the ghost hunting shows. Everybody, they become a little bit popular, so everybody runs out and buys the stuff and thinks that they're good at it.
Yeah, and I think, everyone's an expert.
Yeah, and I think all those bargains are sort of, you know, the things you might find at the Star Wars figurine that's still in its original wrapper that Tommy didn't want isn't there anymore. And a lot of these sort of collector sort of people now tend to buy two or three of them and keep one that they can play with, and the other one, the other stuff they keep just in the case that it might become a collectible.
Yeah, and the other thing with it also, Dave, is that we've now got on our devices, we've got the biggest flea market of all, which is eBay and Gumtree and all of those, Alibaba, that's more of a, you know what I mean?
And there's a couple of them that are like the Chinese eBay, and some of the stuff is pretty good, but it really shows that it's a throwaway society. I guess if any of those sorts of things, you'll find people's antiques and find the stuff that, you know, may be worth something or may even have sentimental value. I think sentimental value is more what it's going for now, because the other thing about having the device in your hand is you can find out what they're selling for as well. So if someone thinks it's worth $100 but you can buy it elsewhere for 60, then they're out of luck.
Correct, and what you find is that a lot of people, so they don't do it anymore. People will end up just, it's about time as well, and people being time poor. So I think the garage sale, as it used to be, is nowhere near what, you used to always see, there'd be listings in the local newspaper for garage sales.
Yep.
And then you'd see signs on the side of the road. If you're driving around on the weekend, you don't see that many signs up saying garage.
Down here, you see a few. They're usually on the local roundabouts or the poles and things like that. And you'll see them, you know, not infrequently, but, you know, every couple of weekends you'll see it. But I think the other thing with garage sales is people just get ridiculous with it. I've met people who have garage sales and put a time in there, starts at 7:30. And at 6 o'clock in the morning, they've got people tapping on their roller doors and things like that, trying to get in so that they can get in and get the bargains early.
Yeah, well, that's when you just want to just throw the stuff out, say, no, it's been cancelled today, put a big sign up. I can assure you we're not open. and then just throw it in a container.
Yeah.
Get rid of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what a lot of people do. They try rather than having... The difference also is the people coming to your house. So people don't want people coming to their house at all as much as what they used to. There wasn't the social media. So, you know, you found out there was a garage sale by the signs on the side of the road or in the paper, and that was it. I'm sure there's sites you can get on that they do. There's apps and websites that do garage sale websites and stuff like that.
There's an app for everything these days, though.
Yeah, there is. There's apps for apps, mate. Have
you ever had a garage sale yourself?
I'm just trying to think. I think I may have. I'm talking about 20, 25 years ago.
Yeah, I bet the Sicilian Ninja was familiar with the odd going to the odd garage sale.
He used to dump dive.
When you're allowed to go out to the dump and scavenge your way through.
Yeah, where Hep C really wasn't that that big a deal.
It either killed you quicker.
My old man used to, you'd go out, take a load of rubbish out to the dump and come back with half a load of stuff that he found out there. Now you go to a refuse tip here in Australia, in Queensland, and you can actually recycle your stuff there. So that's the other side of it. If you don't want it, you can just take it out there and they'll recycle it.
And it's not so much, well, one, you've got to pay to get in there, and they've got big fences around them. It's not just a big open hole in the ground anymore. But the other thing is you've got to have a license to go out there and do it. And they're all transfer stations anyway. So they just put it in a big container and bust it into a cube and then take it to the landfill anyway.
Yep. And then it'll take it out on a barge and dump it in the ocean.
Weather alert. Rain in 15 somewhere. Minutes.
It's a very different, because that's what I remember. Like, the Sicilian ninja was always, you'd go to the dump and he'd come home, or he'd go to someone's place and they were going to throw this away, but he thought they needed it.
He could still use it for something.
Yeah, just in case. He had a lot of stuff for just in case. A 44-gallon drum of nuts and bolts.
Yeah,
were just in case. After he passed, so that's how much just in case he had, and that's the amount of stuff.
My old man, we went through his study, so his den or his office or whichever you want to call it, and it's only a little room. It's probably only about, what, 8 foot by 8 foot at the most, maybe a bit bigger, 8 by 10 maybe. But we filled, my mum, Ruby and Glenda and I were there, and we got into it and got a 6 cubic meter skip bin and filled it with just stuff from his study, and we still didn't get all of it done. The amount of stuff, he had receipts from 1988. He still had receipts and user manuals and warranty cards. And, you know, I always laughingly say that I'm not a hoarder. I'm a collector. I'm a bit more of an organized hoarder because I've got things that I collect. But I tell you, it scares me sometimes when I looked at the stuff. And he had an old uncle who we used to always laugh about. His name was Uncle Bert. And Uncle Bert was my dad's uncle. So he lived on his own for, I don't even know if he was ever married, but he lived on his own. And my dad and his sister, after Uncle Bert died, because he had no other family, went and cleared it out. And he just had a little unit, a little flat apartment type thing. And it took them the better part of 2 or 3 days. And they said they were finding money stashed away in places and money boxes. And, you know, he had all these other sorts of bits and pieces and old magazines and stuff. But I tell you, my dad had easily 10 or 12 money boxes, all with different amounts in it. And he had coins organized into $1 coins and 50 cent pieces and everything like that. And we'd go through, and then every so often we'd find it and all this sort of stuff that he'd hoarded. And he was exactly the same. And I got home after we'd done it and I'd had a look around. And I have 6 bank accounts. I've got 5 money boxes, all with different sorts of coin denominations and for different sorts of things. And, oh, man, it's, you know, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
No, and remember, I have been to your house, and I look at it and go, yeah, there's a little bit of hoarding going on there.
Oh, mate, Tammy collects books. We've got 2 massive bookshelves full of books that she'll never read again, but she has read them all and she loves books. But, man, it's nothing. But admittedly, you know, I reckon a fair few of those are my books as well. You know, if I pop off early, they're just going to have to lob a hand grenade in and bring in an excavator or something, just get rid of it all and start again.
Well, I think it's a generational thing. I think it's, I think I'm a bit of a hoarder as well, or, as you like to say, organized collector, but I'm at the point where I get stuff and I sort of bring it home and in our built-in cupboard, I keep just shuffling things around. I came home with 5 Star Wars, came home with 2 Star Wars Legos, another Star Wars lamp, and 2 Boba Fett helmets.
Life-size ones.
A month ago. Yeah, life-size ones.
And not from a garage or a yard sale, I take it.
No. This is from an actual Zing shop, whatever they are these days.
One of those little collectible nerd shops,
Yeah. So, you know, I thought I'd need to. I can't comment too much on my father, and I've been through and cleared my shed out. But then I've got a container out there with about 80 to 100 wheel nuts in one container, and I can tell you I've got one car that requires 20 wheel nuts. And I've got about 100 of them out there, and I just can't bring myself to throw them out.
Well, I went through the other day because what do I call my kid? Not Deirdre. What's her name?
Delilah.
Sorry, I haven't used that name for her for a while. But I went through because Delilah's got a little Suzuki Jimny, and she started to get into four-wheel drives because she's got all these mates that are four-wheel drivers or 4x4 type stuff. And so I just said just some basic recovery stuff. And I went through because she bought me a whiz bang recovery kit for four wheel driving. And I just went through and looked at all the stuff that I've got. I've got something like six snatch straps. You only need one. All these shackles, all this other sort of stuff for winches and all this other sorts of stuff. And I've got a shed that's, 54 square metres, so it's about 160 square feet. And it's full. It's got two cars in it. Yep. It's got four kayaks, two bikes that I never rid. The bikes are over 20 years old. I bought them in 1999 in Western Australia. I've still got them. I've got all these storage boxes. I've got Eskies or ice boxes or chili bins or whatever you want to call it. I've got a whole heap of them. I've got benches full of tools, and you know, I'm all thumbs. I rely on you and China to come down to do any of my yard, any of my building or work. So I'm just terrible. But I've just got all this stuff and the money that I've spent. And the thing is, yeah. I could probably have a yard sale or garage sale, but I don't want to. I have no interest in having people coming through, looking through, and then haggling
rummaging
over.
Haggling
over. I'll give you $1.50 instead of the $2 you want for it. It's like, oh, piss off! I don't want you here.
Yeah, and that's the part and parcel of it these days. You know, having to do all that transactional stuff. And what I know, no one
brings cash.
No, well, and that's the thing. You need to have one of those little square things these days attached to your phone, or now they have to do a money transfer. And you know, I look and I laugh about that too. I'm just looking. I've been in your shed, and I'm just like, you're better set up than me in the shed department.
I had a band there for my 50th.
Yeah, awesome band too, by the way. Monts was great.
Yep.
Your shed, I look at it, I've got shed envy because I know what I've got. I've got a two-car roller garage out the back of my house, which has got a collectible car in it, and it's got it's got shelves in it, and I've got probably another half an engine packed away in places. And they're things that I could go through and just go, I'll never use them. I've been and bought new bits and pieces for my car, but I haven't thrown the old stuff out yet.
Yeah.
But looking on those, I've got them sitting there. I've got hubcaps sitting there that I could get per hubcap $50 on eBay.
Yeah.
But I just don't want to have to deal with the issue of dealing with selling stuff.
And freight and doing everything else and people hacking.
Yeah, yeah.
And then then whinging when it's not instantly what they wanted.
Yeah, my dad's wheels. But what I have realised, having this time off from work and being home a lot more, how many packages get delivered to my wife at home?
Has she got a secret credit card?
I wouldn't have a clue. Not that I have to pay off, but the amount, I think even Dirk said to me one day, he goes, I think I've counted 11 packages so far this week.
Oh, man. That happens at my place as well, but unfortunately it's not my wife that does it.
It's you.
Oh, mate. I like shopping at the best of times, but I can't stand crowds and I don't like being around people. So internet shopping is just – and the pointless crap I buy that I just do not need, and, you know, little statues and – garden gnomes and, I'm quite into American football now and, buying all stuff. Yeah. And I follow the worst team there. They've got the worst performance for the last 2 years. And I follow them, which is the same as my rugby league team. They're due for another wooden spoon this year as well. And I just can't seem to win. But, I say, oh, yeah, I might get that or get another jersey or buy a hat and, oh, man, the number of hats, that's what my dad had as well. He had that many hats. He had things like when he went to China, he bought a hat that was the little the Red Army, or the Chinese Army, the little green one with the red star on it. He had them. He had just all these bizarre. He had this big woolly cap with the flaps on the side that you'd expect him to be wearing in the Yukon or, we'll be expecting to see Stacey in the middle of winter and just all this stuff. And then I looked through my cupboard the other day. I've got at least 20 caps. They're just stacked on one of the top of the other and I've only got one head.
Yep. I've got a up on our shelf, we've got like storage container. I've got a storage container full of hats. I've got hats hanging on the wall. I've got hats in my in another shelf.
Yeah.
I'm a bit of a hat collector as well.
Our mate, the handyman, and you might be able to to know about this as well, but the handyman, he is a collector of watches, and he's got some amazing watches. And I just said to him one day, how many watches you got? Oh, I got this one. I go, I mean, how many do you wear? Oh, no. My dad had them as well. My dad had a secret compartment built into one of his drawers. I think it sat under his undies just as an extra deterrent, just of watches. And my mum found it one day when she was cleaning all his stuff out. And it's like, God almighty, what else has been going on here? So, not overly, not terribly expensive ones, but just all little trinkets and knickknacks and stuff that just never got thrown away. And I'm turning into exactly the same one. But I don't have watches.
I do love watches. I do love watches as well. But I don't have I've got a couple of watches. I've now got one of those digital ones that hooks into your phones. Ever since I've had the event, I'll just call it the event.
Yeah.
Because it monitors my heart rate.
Does it alarm when your heart stops? Because you wouldn't realize otherwise.
Yeah. No, it does. If you fall over, it'll laugh. My heart stops and I fall over.
Yeah, I've fallen. Go, so it's not so much that your heart stopped, it's that you've fallen and you can't get up.
Well, either or. And if my heart stops, I'll be falling over.
Does it alarm to anyone else?
I don't know. I'm not having been down to Josh. I pretend to fall over and see what happens.
Yes, yes.
Might ring AAA or something like that.
Well, if it does, I mean, it's the difference, though, between whether your heart stopped or whether you've busted your hip something like that. There's a bit of a difference in how quickly you want them to be there. Yeah.
Oh, if I've busted my hip, I want them there as quick as me having a heart attack. So I've got
just remind me how long it took you to hit the wrong button. Sorry about that. I'm new at this. Remind me how long it took you to get to the hospital when you had your chest pain?
My back pain. Well,
4 hours, was it?
I had to go to work, so I just went to work early.
Anyway, we'll save that. We'll save those gory details for the episode, yes?
Yeah. Back to our garage and flea market. So,
that's
garage,
right.
So we spoke about that. Yeah, that's what we're here for.
Yeah.
But
did you ever have car boot markets? That was a thing in the area that I grew up in. It was the next sort of in between the home one and the, you know, like the community markets and things like that.
Did they put the big blanket out on the ground?
No, because I remember it was... Sorry, I've got dogs barking again. My dogs are barking. It was more that they would go into like big car parks, like the supermarket car parks back in the days on a Sunday when the supermarkets didn't open. And they would go there and they'd line up their cars and literally open up their boots and get out a little folding card table and put all their useless crap on that, and people would come and buy it. And it then evolved into the community. It was a bit different to the usual markets where they made soaps and hand creams and face washes and other, you know, wooden trinkets and knickknacks and rubbish like that. But it was that in between, and it was a big thing where I grew up there for a while.
So, yeah, and, well, they didn't really do that. It was, to me, it was more the, like you were just talking about, the markets, the country markets or the farmers markets, whatever you want to call it, And the rules were that you could only get a table or a booth if it was not commercially made. It had to be handcrafted. Now, it didn't have to be handcrafted by you. It just needed to be handcrafted. So you were going there and people were making macaroni necklaces and selling it. But the thing about that is people were buying it. It's not just the fact that some of the people were making some of these things. Well, you get some of the old guys who were woodworkers and wooden trains and wooden cars and trucks, and they were awesome when you think about it back in the day.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you're doing...
Yeah.
So, sorry, I've just got Dirk trying to come in to do something. You can come in, mate. Sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. We're professionals here. We get paid for we get paid for the quality.
Not the quantity.
No.
So
obviously after last year.
Yeah, well.
So it had to be handmade.
Yeah, it had to be handmade. It could be handmade chocolates, homemade chocolates.
Do you ever remember going
some pieces like that?
Going to school and making the macaroni art where you'd put it all on with all the highly toxic glue and then you'd spray it with either gold or silver spray paint?
Yeah.
That was always hideous. I don't know why we ever thought that was a good thing, but I remember making them and making a flower or Darth Vader or something like that.
And giving it to your mum for Mother's Day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mum pretending she loved it. Yeah. Yeah.
Finding that in the throw out door 6 weeks later.
Oh, why don't we send this one to Nana?
Yeah. We'll put it on the fridge. Why is it on the back of the fridge?
Yes. Well, unfortunately, in your family, they would never be on top of the fridge unless they lobbed it like a basketball.
Yeah, because the fridge, you wouldn't need the ladder to get up on the fridge.
Yeah.
But I can tell you there was just as much rubbish up on the top of the fridge when we were clearing stuff out.
Yep.
You just wonder how it got there.
Yeah.
But anyway.
So markets, proper markets now.
The proper markets, but they still have them, and they're quite the massive thing. And people will go and they'll buy their fruit and vegetable, but you know, there's clothes, there's hats, there's everything and anything. You can get trinkets
and knickknacks.
Some of the things there are expensive, really expensive.
And we down here,
you go down to.
Sorry,
I was going to say you can go down to the market, say in Melbourne. They're massive. Absolutely massive.
Yeah. But do you notice they're repeating? They're repeating. You buy luggage at one, and then you can buy luggage at another one a bit further along in the next row. And they are huge, and there's some good stuff in there, but it's not, there's not a lot that's just individual. And I find that with
not
the markets.
Variant.
Well, it's just the same thing repeated. You know, there's only so many places that sell honey, and they all sell grog these days as well. So you'll find whiskey or gin. They're the big ones down here. Occasionally, you'll find a winemaker and one of those sorts of things. So, yeah.
The amount of people, I don't even like gin, and the amount of it's a big thing. It's the
well, I think it's the whiskey distilleries. The whiskey distilleries that need a few years to be able to bring out their first batch of whiskey. I think gin they can just make a lot quicker to fill in the gaps until they can.
Yeah, and that's but then you move on to things where they have, you know, not only do you have them in the day markets, you've got night markets. So
night markets are usually all right because they've got a good array of food there.
Yeah, and that's the good bit about them. And most sort of markets, they do have, you know, your food bands there, and I make sure I get a coffee or something like that, or some sort of overseas foreign food, which is great.
Yeah.
But they've even gone into, you know, the night food markets.
Oh yeah.
So you go to an actual place where you can get it's like a normal farmer's market, but it's just food. It's all food bands. You get I'm just trying to think of what they're called here. But, you know, you go there and there's just all the food bands, food stands. They've got places that sell beer, which is the only reason I go. But I've been for a while, obviously. Yeah. So beer, wine, some other alcoholic drinks, but it's just all food. And then they'll have like a live band playing. They're pretty cool. Don't mind them.
Yeah.
Because you're not there to buy trinkets. So you don't.
But even the food gets a bit expensive sometimes. And down here now, they've gotten rid of single-use plastics, which, fair enough, I agree with it. But the thing about the foods now is that it all comes in, it's all wooden cutlery. And it's like eating a paddle pop or something like that. It's disgusting. The mouthfeel, it takes away from the quality of the food when you're eating off wooden cutlery. You can
especially
get some.
If you bite it a bit.
Or rub it along your tongue. I also think that, you know, you can get some plasticky-looking sort of smoother bamboo-type stuff. I just, you know, here's the quality. This is how I ended up being, you know, 280 pounds. is because I take my own fork. I take my own fighting irons, my own metal ones now. You know, if you know that you're going to be getting takeaway somewhere, I just take my own. Quality.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I don't want to be eating any extra bits of wood. I want
real metal that I can reuse and take home and wash myself. At least I know where it's been.
That is awesome.
Or the other one is the paper straw. Which, yet again, you know, we don't want to be choking out whatever dolphins or turtles or porpoises.
I get it. Mm. Please don't get me wrong. But how many are we choking out?
Well, considering when you look at how what the masks have replaced all the ring pulls and lids and things like that now, the masks that you see strewn around everywhere now that have got a layer of fine plastic in them, no one seems to worry about that.
Nah, because it was for the pandemic, mate, so it was necessary. Mm.
But incinerators are gone as well, so there you go. That's probably for the better, though. They were pretty hideous.
Well, I don't know. I didn't mind an incinerator. I rid of lots of stuff in there.
Lots of evidence.
Lots of 44-gallon drum with a pickaxe through a couple of holes.
No. I mean the big industrial ones with the 100-foot.
Oh, you're talking about like
like the industrial waste ones at hospitals and prisons and all those sorts of places used to have.
What do they call it? Crematoriums and things like that.
Well, not quite, but no, they used to burn all their rubbish and their waste and stuff like that. Which, you know, fair enough. They still
do have them. That's where all of our clinical waste goes. All gets burnt.
Mm. For the you stuff know, that
the
can't be
limbs we cut
yeah,
off.
Yeah, the human parts. Yeah. Mm. Yes. Oh, anyway,
so
we've
even your sharps and everything.
Yeah. Not even good. Though we've gotten away from markets again.
Yeah. So yeah. So what I've found is that really I think if I look at markets back in the day, they were something exciting because you didn't know what you were getting. These days, if you want something, you just look for it because you can go looking for something. A, and you'd end up with B, C, D, and E over here because it just happened to be there. And you go, couldn't leave it there. It was a good bargain, you know.
Oh, your turn now.
Yeah, because I'm not patting him.
All right.
So I think the day of the flea market and the garage sale is probably gone to a point. I think they're still out there, but very far, few and far between.
Yeah,
because it's been replaced with the online.
But it's almost a bit boutique. The stuff that there is there now, and you know, I'm just your average. I'm just your ordinary, everyday average yobbo, and that's not really that sort of stuff there for me. You know, I'm not a fancy man by any standard. So it's and I don't feel like going to the markets that start far too early and digging through, take my fighting irons with me that time of the day.
No, and there's too many people, and they usually they very narrow sort of aisles, and people want to walk down it two and three abreast
with their strollers that take
twin strollers
that take twins too wide,
and they're not in there.
No,
they're walking next to it.
No, there's usually a pot plant or something like that in there.
But the other thing with it too is that do you want just creepy people coming to your house and just scoping out what you've got that you don't want to sell and then turn up to your house a little bit later?
Well, not so much with the selling, but having creepy people. I've had you here a few times.
Yeah, well, that goes with it. You just wanted to put that in.
Yeah, I had to have something there.
Got his new toy.
Yeah.
What I do notice, though, is they're pretty big still in the States.
Yeah.
And I watch quite a bit of stuff on YouTube. There's one guy I particularly like. I subscribe to him. He's called Froggy Flips. And he's just... The stuff he finds, the 80s Star Wars, the amount of people that have all of their Star Wars figures and the stuff that are in boxes that he buys and buys cheap. And then he shows a comparative with the eBay market, and I'm talking about he'll buy something for, you know, maybe $5 and it's worth $50, and that's $5 American, up to $50 American. Not everything he buys, obviously, but, you know, he'll go through and he'll go through. But, you know, there's tubs at some places of all of these figurines, and I'm going, I'd love to have some of those back again. They're toys that, you know, we grew up with.
Yeah.
But some of the stuff are in their boxes still, in their what he calls carded, because they've still got the on the plastic and on the cardboard.
Yep.
And some of them haven't even got that little bit punch that goes on the shelf.
Yeah.
It's still.
It'd be good, wouldn't it?
And some of the stuff is just, you know, he picks up relatively, and he's a fairly genuine guy. If he buys something and he works out what it is, he'll take more money back to the people and go, you know, you've actually sort of undersold this. I'll give you more money. So he's pretty good in that aspect.
Oh, okay.
But I just, I've been watching him a bit, and I think that's what really triggered me about this. In a good way, I'm not getting triggered. to talk about, because then I started thinking about my, you know, the Sicilian Ninja going to the dump and coming back with furniture that somebody had thrown out, and he put various different screws in, couldn't be the same screws.
Yeah.
some of them were Phillips head, some were a flathead, and some were bolts. And you know what I mean? And he just, you know, so I looked at that and I was thinking about that. So it got me thinking back to, you know, even some of the garage sales. I've been to a couple of garage sales. But,
I can't ever remember, you know, actually having been to one. To go into someone's yard sale or the garage sale or something like that. Not interested in people's secondhand crap.
No, but see, what we used to do is there'd be a collector, you know, heap of people together. So I know my wife would take a whole bunch of stuff of ours to somebody else, and because they're having a garage sale.
It's still someone else's crap.
You know,
crap.
There'd be 10 people doing it. I know. I know. It's my crap that I'm trying to sell. And then you get $48 or something for everything that you've sold, and half of it still comes in that you've got to throw out anyway. So I'd rather give it a $48 and throw it away to begin with.
That's what happens when Tammy and I move. Every time we move, and we've moved around a lot as we've moved around the country, but we will chuck out a whole heap of stuff when we're moving. We'll pack everything else, and then when we're unpacking, we'll chuck out half of it again. So we've just paid for rubbish to be moved to a new state or a new city or something like that.
Yep. Yeah, I'm hearing you.
Anyway,
so your thoughts on the, you think, maybe Dan, were you
there's still a few around. I wouldn't go to them. I have no real interest to it. We'll see what we can do next time you come down. But realistically, no, I'm not interested. I buy enough cheap crap otherwise, if it's something that I'm particularly after. But I'm fortunate enough to be in a position where I've pretty much got everything I need. The things I collect now are, unfortunately for me, aren't that easy to find in Australia anymore because, you know, it's all out of Australian sort of stuff now, and that comes with it expense and the freight costs. Freight costs are what kill you. It's interesting that when you're on one of those online sites, you know, you will shop around for something and you will pay $2 more for something if it doesn't have... if it has free postage, I will always look for something that may be more expensive just because it's got free postage. I don't know what it is.
Because I think when we look at, because I know when I look at it, it'll be some stuff is expensive. It might be something that's $100.
Yeah.
And then it'll be $70 shipping.
Yeah. So. look, and if it's something from the US or something from the UK or somewhere like that, I don't really mind, but then you buy something from China that's, you know, $6 with free shipping. You know, how do you... I just don't understand how that works. But, look, either way, whatever. Next time I go overseas, though, I'll probably load up with all stuff I don't need as well.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yes, it'll be something. Anyway, on that note, anything else you want to add, mate? Do you miss them?
No. Not really. I think I'd like to go to probably a big flea market or probably a swap meet to get car parts. That's about it.
Yeah.
They're not around like they used to be either.
No.
You go to the big swap meets for your car parts and things like that.
Yep.
But you don't see many of them around.
Yeah.
So.
All right, mate. Well, on that note, thanks for that one. That was not too bad. If you've got anything to add about flea markets, yard sales, garage sales, any of those sorts of things, or just general markets as they are, give us a...
Or anything, really.
Send us a... Drop us a line at onceforschoolpodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks for listening in. Thanks for putting up with us during our extended absences. We will try to get a little bit more regular, you know, a bit like the fibre of the podcast business, I guess. We'll try and be more regular if we can. But
the Metamucil.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know that that's global, mate. We're a global thing.
Yeah, okay.
All right. On that note, mate, thank you very much. We'll sort of touch base. Thank you for listening in, and we'll catch you later on.
Okay, bye-bye.
Da da da, we sucks.